AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. She hasn't spoken much since losing the election to Donald Trump last month.
Good morning.
In Prince George's County, Maryland, outside Washington, Vice President Kamala Harris urged people disappointed with the election result to take some rest over the holidays.
In fact, I challenge you to come back ready. Ready to chart our path to the future. Chin up, shoulders back, forever impatient for change.
Harris says the story of American progress is the story of people who stay true to their ideals, even through difficulty. A new AP NORC Center poll shows the unemployment rate is healthy and the stock market is up, but Democrats are feeling more pessimistic about the economy after Donald Trump's election victory. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli troops will occupy a buffer zone inside Syria for the foreseeable future. A lawsuit by a group of Palestinians in Gaza and American relatives accuses the State Department of giving Israel a pass when it comes to a U.S. law meant to limit military aid over human rights abuses. The allegations come in a lawsuit filed that former State Department officials advised. The New York architect accused of a string of deaths known as the Gilgo Beach killings has been charged in the death of a seventh woman. Gloria Allred represents families of some of the victims.
There can be no healing without justice, and no justice unless whoever committed these most serious crimes against the victims is held accountable.
Rex Huerman pleaded not guilty to killing Valerie Mack, whose remains were found on Long Island in 2000. Kurt Cignetti has been named the AP College Football Coach of the Year after leading a remarkable turnaround at Indiana. This is AP News. A company that sells replacement winter tires is recalling about 500,000 of them.
That's because they don't have enough snow traction to meet North American standards. Prinks Changshan Tire North America is recalling certain Fortune Tormenta and Prinks High Country tires with three peak mountain snowflake symbols on the sidewalls. The company says the tires passed European tests, but likely wouldn't meet traction standards in North America. U.S. safety regulators say tires without sufficient snow traction can increase the risk of a crash. The company is working on a way to fix the problem. Owners will be notified by letter starting in February. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The operation to transport an injured spelunker out of a cave in northern Italy cleared a difficult passage. Ottavia Piana suffered multiple fractures when she fell 13 feet while exploring an uncharted part of the cave. She's wrapped in blankets and strapped to a stretcher. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.